Chushaviying a lot, Taira alumni, I hope everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well and that you are having an easy fast. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, the Torah is teaching us a most valuable lesson, a lesson that is negaya to each and every one of us in all times. The Torah tells us that the time has come for Moshe Rabbeinu to depart this world, and Moshe Rabbeinu turns around to the Bashefa, and like Moshe Rabbeinu being the Royal Name of a Klal Yisrael who tended to their needs, he tells the Bashefa, Bashefa, Yifkoid Hashem Elekai Herichos Lechol Busar, I want you to find a leader for Klal Yisrael that will be a leader to all of mankind from Klal Yisrael, and don't leave Klal Yisrael without a manig. The Rishonim are bothered by this, and they ask, since when was this of Moshe's place and position to request the Eibishter to find a manig? Did Moshe request the Eibishter to give a manig to Klal Yisrael before he was appointed manig? Avadanish, the Eibishter understood that Klal Yisrael needs a manig, and the Eibishter appointed a manig. So, Vuskim Moshe Beit and the Mashefa give us a manig. So Rasha says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, the time has come for me to put in a good word that one of my children should assume the mantle of leadership. And that's what he was referring to. But the Rishonim go off on a different mahalach and they say as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bashefa, Bashefa, I know good and well that you look after the needs of Klal Yisrael. Pesayach es yudeichom asbiya l'chol chayrutz, and you take care of everything from the Gashmis to the Rochnis. But the way things work in the world is that when a manik passes away, sometimes it takes a while until they appoint the new manik. And he asked the Bashefa, I do not want that to happen when I pass away. And he said as follows, Bashefa, when I went up to be Makabel the Lichus, Klal Yisrael miscalculated with 6 hours. V'yar huom ki boishes Moshe, Chazal say boshesh, the sixth hour came, and Moshe wasn't there, and what did they do? They made an eagle. Their perception was that they were without a manik for all of 6 hours, and look of what a chorben came to the welt. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bashefa, I want a manig in my lifetime that there should be a seamless transition, even though we know Ein Malchus Noges Bechavata. And Emaila, I cannot, on regular circumstances, have the manig in my lifetime. I'm asking of you to please give me the manig in my lifetime. Emaila, Klal Yisrael will be Ketsoinash Ein Lehem Roye, and they will not get themselves into trouble. Rabbi Sai, the Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu are telling us that it is of utmost importance for everyone to have a manig. And you cannot go without a Rebbe, without a roof for any period of time, even for the shortest period of time. A manig and the roof is not there only to be Masada Kedishin or to have Sandakuas by Yesimcha. A manig and a roof is there to be involved in all your life's issues. And if a mensch titus, then he has the haftuche, and he has the bruche from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Torah Gdoshe, v'loisiyye ha'adas Hashem ketzoynash ayin lehem roye. We will never find ourselves in a position of being lost and not knowing what to do. Alechtig and Shabbos, and have an easy fast.